Welcome to Fables and Fairy Tales, where this week your story is... The Farmer and the Boggart. This story was written by me, and it's based on a folktale from rural England. Here to read it to you, it is I, your storyteller, Chip Cahoon. This is part two, with more for Farmer Rob to do. If you missed everything before today, catch up at fablespodcast.co.uk. But if the story is with you, then let us continue.
This is my land, Farmer. I will let you work on it, but only if you give me everything you grow. Your food, your animals, and even your children.
Rob's grandma had given him two very important pieces of advice for dealing with boggarts. Advice number one was,
boggarts are always interested in a bargain, especially if they think it's better for them.
And advice number two was... Wait, I don't have time to tell you that, because Farmer Rob was already asking the boggart if anyone had ever accepted its deal before.
Never!
The boggart replied, and then laughed wickedly. Farmer Rob then asked if the boggart grew his own food and animals. The boggart stopped laughing.
No,
it said angrily.
I have to steal the little bits of food they have in the village, and that's not much. And when I get hungry, I have to eat worms.
So Farmer Rob suggested a new deal. He would farm the land if the boggart allowed him to keep half of the food and the animals and his children. That way, the boggart would still get plenty to eat, but Farmer Rob wouldn't want to run away. The boggart hummed as it thought, a hum that sounded like a wasp trapped in a metal bucket. Then it asked Rob,
"You would accept this deal then? You will only keep half of the food and the animals and your children for yourself?"
Rob explained that he wasn't going to keep all the food for himself. He wanted to share it with the village. That was even better for the boggart, of course. It meant there would be more food to steal in the village if the boggart wanted to. The boggart was beginning to smirk again.
"I'm liking the sound of this," it said. "Yes, I will only take half, so you stay and make more."
Rob then asked the boggart whether it wanted the half of the food from above the ground or the half from inside the ground. The boggart hummed again, that gritty, waspish sound, and then said,
"How do you make the food?"
Farmer Rob explained that he would plant some seeds in the ground.
"Then I'll take the half inside the ground. That's bound to be the best bit,"
the boggart declared, and then gave another wicked laugh. Before Rob could say anything else, it added,
"Deal, ha!"
And it grinned wide enough for Rob to see its dark green teeth dripping with oily spit. Now, would you like to know Grandma's advice number two on the subject of boggarts? Well, wait, I don't have time to tell you now, because Farmer Rob had already taken some seeds from his bag, got hold of a spade, and set to work. First, he worked his back hard, digging lots of long, straight furrows all across the field, while the boggart watched and drooled, thinking about all the food it would eat. Next, Farmer Rob worked his legs hard, walking up and down to drop the seeds in the furrows, while the boggart watched and licked its lips, thinking about how luscious all that food would taste. Then Farmer Rob worked his hands hard, using a shovel to cover all the seeds with soil, while the boggart watched and cackled, thinking about how big its muscles would get after eating all that food. Finally, Farmer Rob worked his shoulders hard, carrying bucket after bucket of water from the river to pour over the field, while the boggart watched and rubbed its hands with glee, thinking about how soon all that food would be in its belly. At last, Farmer Rob sat down beside the field for a rest. The boggart snarled.
Hey, you can't rest. You have to make our food.
Farmer Rob explained that they now had to wait a while for the seeds to grow.
Wait a while?
The boggart asked.
How long?
Rob said that it usually took 4 or 5 months.
4 or 5 months?
The boggart screeched. Well, while we wait, would you like to know Grandma's advice number 2 on the subject of boggarts? Well, I don't have time to tell you now, because the boggart decided it wasn't going to wait for the seeds to grow naturally. Instead, it held its hands over the field and said,
Acceleration germination!
In less than a minute, all the seeds grew into hundreds of tall, gleaming green plants, each one with several succulent pea pods dangling from their branches. The boggart's eyes were already extra wide. Now they were extra, extra wide. It slurped up its own drool just thinking about the tasty plump peas inside those pea pods. But Farmer Rob quickly stepped forward and reminded the boggart about their deal. He would take the half above the ground, and the boggart would take the half below the ground.
Right, fine, the boggart said. But hurry up! We haven't got all story.
Farmer Rob told the boggart it would go a little quicker if he had some help from the village, and ran back to knock on people's doors. He soon returned with a man and a woman from almost every house in Mumby, including the pub landlord, the landlord's wife, their 2 daughters, and their baby. Then Rob took hold of the long, curvy blade known as a scythe and began reaping the peas. The villagers of Mumby went off to their homes and back again, each time heaving a wheelbarrow full of juicy pea pods. It was hard work, but most of them felt more pain in their faces than in their arms or legs, because they were smiling for the first time in ages. As soon as Rob had finished and the last villager wheeled their barrow away, the boggart grabbed the spade and greedily began digging for its own half. But all that pea pods leave under the ground are slithery roots as thin as worms and 10 times as chewy. The boggart's hair turned a fiery red all down its body. It could have eaten worms without Farmer Rob's help. The boggart whirled around to face Farmer Rob and screeched,
You tricked me!
Farmer Rob looked confused. After all, they made a deal.
But you took the good half,
the boggart screamed.
I think I'll be eating you for dinner tonight.
To find out if the boggart wins, and maybe find out Grandma's advice number 2, make sure you are subscribed to this podcast for tomorrow's episode. Or, if you can't wait, sign up to become an epic explorer. That way you can hear the whole story all at once and get a copy of the book with some amazing pictures. In fact, you can even watch me tell the story for you and strengthen your creative muscles with my epic challenge. And once you're finished with Farmer Rob and the Boggart, you'll find loads of other great stories there too. To become an epic explorer, just put on your sweetest voice, ask your grown-up to sit with you at a computer, and go to fablespodcast.co.uk. Right now, though, it only remains for me to say cheerio, and I hope to hear your story soon. So, cheerio! And I hope to hear your story soon!